everybody, Renee here, coming to you with today's Monday Morning Motivation. Question for you. Do you believe in luck? Just plain old luck. Do you believe in it? I saw a quote the other day by Thomas Jefferson, and he said, "I'm a firm believer in luck, and I've found that the harder I work, the luckier I get." Truer words were never spoken. Let me take you back a couple of years. The year was probably 2009, the end of 2009. I'd been out of my job for a couple of years, not quite sure which way is up. The phone wasn't ringing. Was starting to teeter off into this sort of bad zone. And I remember reading my horoscope, and my horoscope was saying, this 2010 is going to be your year. This is the year. It's the year of your lifetime. It's going to be so amazing. And on and on. No hyperbole there, right? So when 2010 started out, it was looking to be as bad or worse than the previous three. And I kept thinking, what's the deal with this horoscope? What? I thought this was supposed to be my year, because it sure is not looking like it. But something interesting happened. In the middle of 2010, we relaunched Good Enough Mother. I started writing and really putting out a lot of copy. I started taking a stand on things, putting forth spiky opinions, letting my own opinion be heard, developing a following. And all of a sudden, I started getting lucky. I think this is the best way to demonstrate to you the luck, air quotes, that I had in 2010. In June of 2010, when we relaunched Good Enough Mother, I wrote one blog post called How to Survive Theme Parks. That blog post was picked up by the folks at Disney, who invited me to come speak to their Disney Social Media Moms event. That event was what I consider my coming out party, because in that speech, it was the first time I had taken all of the things that had happened to me over the past 3 or 4 years and put them together in a cohesive manner. That speech led to two other speeches that year. Those speeches led to other opportunities. One of them led to the feature in More Magazine. Those people who talked about me on Twitter, you know, helped get my name out in social media. And I continued to write, and I continued to work hard, and I continued to just keep plugging away, even on the times that I didn't really feel like it. And trust me, there were many. That was the middle of 2010. Now here we are in the middle of 2012. And you know what? And I've been pretty darn lucky. I guess what I'm trying to get across is that I got lucky when I jumped in the driver's seat, when I got off the sidelines and stopped waiting for the phone to ring and started making things happen. When I started really being proactive, that's when I got lucky. That's when things started coming to me. It was the Field of Dreams example. If you build it, they will come. When I got bounced out on my butt from CBS at the end of 2006, I had nothing. Yes, I had a book in the pipeline, but it wasn't out yet. But basically, that was it. I was able to take only the things that I had in my power and possession, my ability to write and a laptop, my ability to edit, and completely rebrand myself. And now the opportunities are coming fast and furious. That happened. I got lucky when I started making things happen. I'm not special. Anyone could do this. And you too. All right. So the swing thought today is jump in the driver's seat of your own life and make your own luck. And remember, you don't have to be perfect, just good enough.